Tango Tango Papa 2067, March 28, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from home. So I've been home, I guess, for a couple of days. Today is Sunday, so I got home Thursday, kind of late Thursday afternoon, I guess. And so I end up going back to work on Tuesday. So this time, normally I take 5 full days off, but this time it'll be 4 full days off, not counting the day that I get home. So I got home on Thursday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then back to work Tuesday. So the weather, it's rained, I guess, a couple of times since I've been home, but it's been fairly nice. Yesterday it was up in the I guess probably at least 75, 76 degrees, something like that. Now today it's somewhat cooler. I think it might have made it up to about 60 or so, 61. But it's been fairly breezy. Now I'm looking out the window and I don't see anything moving around now. So the wind that we had earlier may have died down, but the wind made it kind of a little bit brisk. Anyway, we seem to be getting into some spring, sort of spring type weather. So, it can still get kind of cool at night, you know, down into the 40s or even the 30s. So it could well freeze. Excuse me, it could well freeze, once or twice before it really warms up. Now, my grass has grown some, and I would have probably went ahead and mowed, but the ground is so wet that I'm just going to probably just wait on it. I might mow tomorrow, but, you know, realistically, I probably won't. So, tomorrow being Monday. But the ground is still really wet, and so it can wait, I guess. But whenever I come home the next time, and, you know, in about 3.5 weeks or so, definitely we'll have to mow then. So, while I was gone this last time, I went ahead and had the guy install a roof over my back deck. And, because I didn't have to be here, and he was able to, you know, didn't need to get inside the house or anything in order to do it. And he did a wonderful job with it. I'm really pleased with it. One of the biggest points was to protect these new French doors. I think I've mentioned those in previous podcasts. Same guy that installed the French doors installed the roof over the deck. Yesterday evening it was raining pretty hard there for a while. I'm not sure. I don't know how much rain we got out here. Because I don't have any way of measuring it, and so I don't know. It was at least a half an inch to an inch, or it could have, you know, old friend was telling me, you know, he lives probably about 20 miles from here. He was saying that he got an inch and a half last night, so I don't know. But in any case, it was raining pretty hard, and it was blowing from the north. And the French doors stayed perfectly dry, so that was, there do seem to be, you know, that was the basic, or the primary purpose was to protect those doors. Because I had, for some time, I've had some a moisture problem with the previous doors. The doors themselves kind of gotten, you know, sort of in a rotten shape, and then water was able to seep under the doors and kind of get into the floor and the carpeting next to the door. And so the next project that I'm going to have him do, whenever I come home again, the next project is to cut out a section of this carpet, probably maybe 3 inches on either side of these French doors. We're, you know, on the inside of the house, cut the carpet, and then probably about 3 inches or so beyond where the doors swing inward at the widest point, and have him. So we'll cut the carpet out, and then he will have to replace some of the plywood flooring underneath the carpeting, because that right next to the door, that really rotted. So that needs to be replaced right next to the door, and, you know, a certain section of it, probably not a huge section, but some anyway. And then I bought some kind of vinyl flooring type material that's interlocking, and then a transition piece that will transition to the you know, to the rest of the carpet. You know, it'll transition from the area where the linoleum or the vinyl flooring will be laid next to the door, and then it's a Procor is the brand name of the vinyl flooring material. And, you know, so then Procor also makes a vinyl transition that will transition from the vinyl flooring to the carpet. You know, you can do that with metal transitions. Sometimes people don't do any transitions at all, but, you know, you need some sort of transition. So, but I've already bought those. I've kind of agonized over what color, you know, style of material to get, and I finally, the decision was made by what Lowe's had in stock. So and it, you know, kind of got a gray color that sort of mimics wood. So I think it'll be fine, and the Procor brand of the vinyl flooring is supposed to be a really good brand and really work well, and it's waterproof and what have you. So and the other thing is very durable. So plan on getting that installed the next time I'm home. I'll let the guy know. Once I know exactly when I'll be home, then I'll just basically make an appointment with him, and then just like I was going to go to the dentist or something, because it's going to probably take him a good part of the day to do that. So let's see, what else is going on? I ended up, for some time I thought about buying a rocking chair, you know, like you see it for sale. I don't know I can never remember the name of the place. Cracker Barrel. I can always remember the C and the sign. You know, the Cracker Barrel signs are kind of distinctive. And I can always remember it starts with a C, but then I can never. I always have a hard time remembering the name of it. But Cracker Barrel. If you're familiar with Cracker Barrel, they have these rocking chairs for sale. And I thought about, you know, buying one of those a long time ago. And then some of them are designed for just inside, and then you have some that are designed to be outside. And so I didn't buy one at Cracker Barrel. What I was at Lowe's, and so I ended up Lowe's had some similar type of rocking chairs, indoor, so-called, you know, it's just indoor-outdoor type thing. It's made out of wood with, you know, painted with some sort of, probably, like a protective paint. But in any case, I bought one of those and assembled it. Of course, assembly is always required, so I had to assemble it. And so I'll just leave that out on this back deck, which, you know, kind of be nice. And let's see, another thing that I bought at Lowe's was a 5 cubic foot Hisense is the brand. They make, you know, you see these Hisense TVs. Well, there's also Hisense deep freezes, and so this is kind of like a small 5 cubic foot deep freeze that I could, you know, I put into my utility room. And so the plan is to buy some, or some extra meat, so that I'll just, you know, it'd be nice to just kind of have some on hand. So buy some extra meat and then vacuum seal it. I've got the vacuum sealer. And if you vacuum seal meat in particular, you know, or most anything you vacuum seal will keep for, you know, years if you wanted to. You can keep that stuff up to 5 years with no problem at all. So, but I plan on buying some sort of a quantity of... it's probably going to end up being beef, and then just vacuum seal it, and then I'll have it on hand. Because typically what I do, you know, I've got the freezer, a side-by-side refrigerator freezer, and then what has ended up happening over time, when my parents are here, they have this, they have this bad habit of... putting things in the freezer, and they would never use a vacuum sealer. So they'll get things and they'll put it in the freezer, and then before you know, or you know, maybe it's leftovers or it's this or it's that, and before you know it, it's freezer burned, and nobody's ever going to eat it. And you know, they've had a tendency to kind of fill that freezer up with stuff, and you know, so it, I don't know, I should go through the thing again and start tossing some things, because I've done that in the past, but, you know, I don't know, the freezer, and the refrigerator, you know, it does have some storage capability. It's fairly large, but it'll be nice to just have this separate chest type freezer, and they don't require much electricity, and they're very efficient, and they seem, you know, from the YouTube videos that I've watched, that style of like a chest type freezer seems to work really well. So those, they're not that expensive. Now this particular one I gave it was like $240 something. Now you can get them cheaper than that, different brands of them, but the reason I went with this particular Hisense is because it was narrow enough in the place that I wanted to place it at, my utility room, you know, where it wouldn't be intruding too much, and because I wanted something that was under 28 inches wide, and this one I think it was 24 inches wide, and some of the other ones that were the same, you know, had the same 5 cubic foot interior space, some of them were 30 inches wide. So this particular one is not quite as wide, and but it's still 5 cubic feet, and you know, That's plenty, because I don't really plan on filling the thing up. Now my parents, whenever my parents are here, they may have a different, you know, it may end up with something different, but so we'll see. But in any case, got that. Uh, another little thing that I got, you know, I watched this video on Amazon or on YouTube, and this guy, you know, for a long time they've had these USB tuners for computers. So you plug, the idea is you plug it into USB and then you have it, you hook it to some sort of an antenna, and then you got the software, and that creates, that turns your computer into a television. Well, those have been around for years. But what I didn't realize is that those are also available for Android smartphones and tablets. And so $25, I bought this little, it's a kind of a weird name. Of course, it's made in China. It's MyGIC, MyGIC. So I got the USB-C version. And then you download the app for it. It's called MyPad HD. So you get, you know, you got to make sure that it's, if you got the HD version. And the thing actually, you just plug it in and then you do the scan, because it comes with a little loop antenna that's on the devices, or that you can plug into the device itself, as well as it comes with another antenna that's got these little rabbit ears that you pull out. That works, you know, it works even better. So $25. And so, you know, that's really not much. And the thing works surprisingly well. So like in my case, I could, you know, use it, you know, like if I'm waiting somewhere, I'm in the truck, because I'm in the truck a lot waiting. And sometimes it would be, you know, it'd be nice just to kind of turn on a regular television. And you know, nowadays you got all these split digital channels. And what was really shocking to me was that right where I'm sitting right now, when I did the scan with that, I got like 32 channels that popped up. And this is just with a little, you know, I think I used the little antenna with the, I think I did it both ways, but the little antenna with the rabbit ears, I came up with 32 channels, which is just really surprising that there's that many channels that are available. But a lot of them are, you know, there's not that many that, you know, because a lot of them are doing a digital split. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's broadcasting on, you know, frequency. You know, a lot of it's UHF. There's some that's VHF. But let's say it's like VHF channel 5, and it may have, you know, 4 channels that are, you know, that are completely different material. You know, because, and it's a good idea to do, since they're always changing these things around, it's a good idea just to periodically scan if you're watching, you're wanting to watch over the air stuff. And there's a lot of older stuff, all kinds of interesting stuff. Just it's kind of amazing what they're putting on these digital split channels these days. So just, you know, it kind of gives you an extra option, and it's not using any bandwidth. But $25, that's pretty inexpensive. You know, but it, now it does not work with there is no iPhone version, because Apple doesn't allow the, you know, the software for whatever reason. I don't know why, but Apple, you know, that's the limiting factor, is Apple doesn't allow the software, whereas Google does. So it was kind of a neat little thing, and I don't think too many people are really aware that you can turn your Android smartphone or tablet. I can also use it with my Android tablet. Same deal, you know, because it's the Android tablet is a Galaxy MyTab, and it's also USB-C, so I can use it with that as well. You know, and that tablet's got, if you're watching video, it's got you can watch video on that thing upwards for like 10 hours, which is pretty amazing. So, anyway, trying to think if there was anything else. If I think of anything else, I'll come back. But so I've got a clip here from Joel that he sent me. I don't know. It's probably a good 2 weeks ago. He sent this clip through Voxer. And so go ahead and play that now. So here is Joel.
Hey, Tom. Joel here. Listening to your latest. Hopefully, all is well with your mouse. I was hearing that, and I'm like, I just had to chuckle. Any event, you were talking about the cold that you guys got down there, and I'm glad it appears that your home is just fine. But I actually had something weird happen here. I don't remember if I shared this or not. I might have. I probably have shared that we're living in an apartment now until our new house is built. We're building a new home with D.R. Horton is our builder. And in any event, the old house sold quickly, really quickly, about a month after we signed the deal with the builder, we had it listed and sold. Now is the time. If you know someone who's looking to sell a house, now is the time. In any event, we moved into an apartment. And I lived in my house, the first house that my wife and I built, for 20 years, a little bit over 20 years, 22, I think. And the whole time we lived there, never had a problem with the pipes. Never had a problem with the pipes. One Sunday here at the apartment, I get up to go get ready for church and turn the shower on, no hot water. I'm like, what in the world's going on? All right, so I turn it off. Was going to do just like a wash down. But then I walked into my office, which is, it is an office. The complex will advertise that as a third bedroom, but it really is an office. It's basically two bedrooms with a office space because the office space has double doors. So, but I walk in there to go look something up on my computer, and I hear this, and I'm like, oh no. So I pick up the phone and call the apartment complex. What had happened was the supply line, and it was only 17, it was 17 degrees, so it wasn't really, really cold, but the supply line broke that goes into that hot water tank. And luckily, we didn't have any damage here in the apartment. It just a little bit seeped under the floor in a couple of the rooms. But nothing, you know, basically once we dried it out, it was fine. That happened because in their infinite wisdom, when they designed and built this apartment complex, they put the hot water heaters instead of in the apartments themselves, where there's heat and stuff like that. They're in closets outside the apartment. Go figure. In Ohio. So, anyway, I'm glad to hear you made it through the cold snap. All of our snow melted. We had about 10 inches on the ground before it started going above freezing. Now it's been above freezing. And it's supposed to be in the 60s during the day next week, which makes me happy. The warmer it is, the faster my home will get built. Well, mostly. See ya.
Thank you, Joel. Yeah, what a difference a month makes. You know, not even quite a month. The temperatures have been, you know, this last time I was out in a truck, you know, the temperatures were considerably warmer. A couple of times, it was like below freezing in a couple of different places, but generally speaking, it was, you know, pretty nice. as opposed to, you know, when, you know, had the coal snap and what have you. So hopefully your house will be coming along and they'll be able to, you know, get the materials. I was talking to the guy that, you know, my guy that built the roof over the deck, and he was telling me that the materials can be hard to come by. You know, they'll come into Lowe's or Home Depot, and then they're gone in no time. So, you know, people are, it's kind of amazing. You go in Lowe's or Home Depot, right, you know, and it's been true for the past year. The places are really busy. Of course, now that the weather's gotten warmer, it's even more so, you know, that Lowe's, you know, I visited the Lowe's store a couple of times, you know, yesterday, or at least once yesterday, maybe twice, I don't know, but I've been there at least twice since I've been home, and the parking lot was fairly busy. It wasn't quite as busy as Walmart, but it was pretty busy. You know, so those, you know, people are buying, you know, kind of fixing up their houses and what have you. So that's really kind of created an ongoing issue, you know, with people wanting lumber. And then, of course, the price ends up going up, you know, because of that, you know, supply and demand. And that's the way it works. So, but in any case, I'm happy with my the roof over the back deck. I'd thought about doing that for a long time. And, you know, just never did do it. But I don't know. At this point, I've got the house paid for. The house has been paid for some time now. And, you know, and I'm out pretty well, you know, I'm out of debt, basically. And so it's nice to kind of be able to just work and then spend money on the house, you know, pay cash for stuff as I see fit. And so my intention at this point is to kind of really take care of every possible thing that I can with the house. You know, and I'm not retiring yet, don't have any plans to retire just yet, but at this point I want to get the house in as good a shape as I can, you know, because, you know, obviously I'm not going to be able to work forever. You know, I can probably work for who knows how much longer, but, you know, it's not going to be forever. And, I think it's better to, especially with something like a house, it's better to, you know, kind of put everything, you know, bring everything, put everything as right as possible while it's possible, rather than just kind of putting it off and putting this off and putting that off. And then, of course, the thing always goes wrong at the wrong moment, you know. So it's best to sort of be, you know, proactive. People love to use that word, but, or that term, but, or I guess it's a word, but, in any case, you know, so that's what I'm doing at the present time, you know, just kind of, you know, I'll keep hiring this guy to do this and that. And, you know, some point I want him to wash the house. It's time to wash the house again and, you know, kind of clean up the vinyl siding, that type of thing. And, you know, he can do it. So, what? Oh, the other thing I did today, you know, I think I might have mentioned it a while back, you know, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. You know, whenever, I guess it was about a month or more ago, whenever they were all, you know, all these people on Twitter and Facebook were trying to, you know, quote unquote, cancel Mike Lindell, cancel MyPillow, and they, you know, you had all these people attacking, you know, Walmart, stores like Walmart and Kohl's and, Target, you know, stores that were selling the MyPillow pillows, you know, products in their stores, causing them to, you know, kind of panic and then cancel, you know, stop doing business with MyPillow, stop carrying the pillows. I went ahead, I didn't really care at that point whether the pillow was any good or not. I went ahead and bought one of them. And I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but when I was home the last time, the thing had arrived, and I actually really like it. So I got to looking today, you know, I thought, well, I need to buy another one to, you know, for the bed. I've got a queen size bed, and you know, I've got, you know, the one pillow is the one I use, and then there's a pillow on the other side that I don't use unless I swap them around. But it was just a regular kind of a dead flat pillow, and you know, you make the bed and it looked kind of funny, and so I thought, well, I need to buy another MyPillow. And so earlier today I looked at Walmart. Turns out Walmart is selling the MyPillows again. Now Target isn't. I checked. Target's not. Kohl's isn't. But Walmart is, and so I was able to, they had one in stock. You know, of course, Walmart's based here, and we've got lots of Walmart stores in Northwest Arkansas. And so it turned out that at first it was going to be I could go to the Walmart store that's closest to me. It's like, you know, maybe 12 miles from here. But then whenever I went ahead and placed the order on their website, and then when I was going to go to checking out, it was, you know, oh, nope, got to drive up to Rogers, which Rogers is still part of Northwest Arkansas. It's just north of, you know, it's farther north. So I went ahead and placed the order, and, you know, for the pickup, you know, and so I went ahead this afternoon and drove up there a while ago and got the queen size MyPillow. You know, now this one was in a box. The one that they sent me, it was interesting. The one that they sent me that I ordered online you know, they had it really squished down, and it was like in a roll, you know, and so the package was just this small, you know, kind of a foot and a half long roll. You know, and you think, well, how can that be a pillow? But so what they have you do, you know, they've got it wrapped in plastic, and you cut the plastic, and the thing kind of expands, and then they say just pop it in the dryer for 15 minutes, and it fluffs right out, and it does. And so that was the first one that I bought. Now the second one was in a kind of a larger box, and you don't even have to fluff it out. It just kind of you could, if I guess you could put it in the dryer, because they are washable. That's the other thing about them. They're guaranteed for 10 years, and they're also, you can just wash them in a washing machine and put them in the dryer and dry them. No problem at all. But they really are good pillows. You know, when, you know, it's not, you know, you think, oh, that's marketing hype or whatever, but they really are great pillows. So, you know, bought one of those today, and Walmart seems to be selling them again, unless they're just going through their existing stock. But that's been a while now, so I think Walmart just kind of quietly brought them back. You know, I don't know, the whole cancel thing. I was thinking about that, and that really, the whole tendency to cancel somebody or, you know, seek revenge is, that's kind of a juvenile behavior. It's sort of an immaturity-driven behavior. There's a, you know, if you're a fan of the original Twilight Zone series, there is an episode. You remember the actor Billy Mummy, spelled M-U-M-M-Y. He was the kid, he played Will Robinson on Lost in Space. Well, he was also in some Twilight Zone episodes. Let's see, I'm typing right now. Whoops. Twilight Zone, there we go. So he was in some Twilight Zone episodes, at least a couple of them. And so there's this one, it's called It's a Good Life. And it's about this little kid that, he has these, basically he's like godlike powers where he can make people disappear or, just do, whatever he wants if he doesn't like them. And if they disobey him. And so, so that has overtones of cancel culture. And, in this series, what they were trying to show the little kid that's immature, that you would think, oh, they've got a good side. Well, they've also, what they were illustrating in this Twilight Zone episode was that the kid also has a bad side. And if that, you just imagine, kind of do a thought experiment and imagine that the kid could have godlike powers, what that would look like. And so this cancel culture is really, it arises out of mass immaturity. And there's a lot of people that have spoiled their kids. I've talked about this endlessly. It's been going on for years, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse over time. And now we're to the point where, because we have all the the social media, a lot of companies will freak out because they think they're scared of the immature people on Twitter and Facebook, Twitter in particular. But the thing is, these people, the people that are making all the noise generally probably don't even have any money, and they're living in mommy and daddy's basement, and mommy and daddy are still supporting them. So they need to be kicked out. And then maybe they'll mature, maybe they'll just rot in the gutter, go to the gutter or whatever, but some people can suddenly mature. And that would be if they, that would be the best thing that could happen to somebody that's spoiled. Is that the person that's doing the spoiling suddenly just goes away, and usually that's what happens. Usually they do go away. The whoever's the supporting somebody, the parent usually dies or whatever, and then. And that really is the best thing that can possibly happen. But, I think the Twilight Zone is available on Netflix, I believe, and it's on several different services. But it's really worthwhile to go back and watch that episode again. Because it's really, if you think, as you're watching that episode, think about cancel culture. Just think about cancel culture, and you get a really good idea of what it's really driven by immaturity. And of course, immaturity falls hand in hand with mass hysteria, as well as ideological possession. So I don't know. The best thing to do is, as I've said it over and over again, shut the media off. And I really have shut it off. Still look through some headlines and emails once in a while. Not a whole lot. I'm kind of aware of what's going on. And I know it's, you can just, of course, I'm driving around all the time, and I see all these flags at half staff, and it's like that goes on all the time. The flag will be flying, and then the next thing you know, it's a bunch of them are at half staff again. Why? But that's been going on for years and years and years, And it's not just because people, you know, some famous person died or whatever. So, but it's a lot of it is just mass hysteria. Turn the stuff off. Turn it off. It really is the case that, particularly at this point, whatever the media is pushing, you know, you look at some, you think of like old Soviet Union media or the Chinese media of today, or, you know, or let's say Cuba, pick someplace like that, or Venezuela. The media is going to push whatever the line is, whatever the propaganda line is, whatever it is they're pushing as true is probably false. You can just probably safely assume that whatever they're pushing, whatever line they're pushing or they're trying to defend, is either indefensible or it's false, and whatever they're saying is false is probably true. And that's, you know, you can make that assumption and you're probably going to end up being right. You know, so when they're, when they come out with these stories, especially the ones they really seem to be adamant about, you can just assume the opposite. And you're probably going to be right. So, anyway, can't really think of anything else. I have to go back to work Tuesday. The last couple of times now, they've already given me the load that I'm going to be picking up. And it's going to, this time, it's I'm picking a load up at Carthage. I think it's probably, it may end up being the same place as last time, Carthage, Missouri. And then that goes to... No, let's see. Yeah, I'm picking it up at Carthage, Missouri, and it goes to Manassas, Virginia. I think the last time I picked it up at, it wasn't at Carthage, it was actually south of Joplin. At Neosho, I picked it up at Neosho, and I think it went to someplace in Virginia. Maybe Manassas, I don't remember exactly. So anyway, they've already got the next load planned, and... So I can get out there and earn some more money so that I can continue to spend it. So, anyhow, hope everyone has had a great weekend. Hope you have a great week coming up, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.